Everyone wants happiness in their lives, but according to Ian Lynch from The Happiness Project, most people don't stop to ask, what is happiness?
Happiness, a lot of people believe, is satisfaction, pleasure, having and doing things. And yet, ultimately, real happiness is joy. It's an internal feeling, it's a feeling of contentment, it's a feeling that we don't need anything, we don't want anything, we don't crave anything.
Now, if joy is in effect happiness, do satisfaction and pleasure play any part in it?
Oh, yes, they do. The great news is, the more joyous you are, the more you're going to enjoy your things, your doings, because you're coming from a place of not needing an image, you know, a new car, a house. You don't need those, therefore you can enjoy them, hence joy and enjoy. So happiness can be pleasure, it can be satisfaction, but if you've got a really strong base of joy, you really are going to be a happy person.
So how do I get to the joy stage then?
Well, first and foremost, you've got to learn to love yourself and take time to understand yourself and to drop the judgments of yourself and to base your life effectively on what other people may think of you. Joy is being able to just stand in your own power and in your own purity. And so it's taking time just to be. So a human being rather than a human doing.
And that, I suppose, is all tied in with kind of knowing who you are and knowing what you want as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, don't pretend it's easy that you can just suddenly become a joyous person. You know, but it starts with an awareness that if you want to be happy, you really have got to be happy with yourself. Because you're never going to be happy with who you're with what you do, with where you work, where you live, unless you are starting from being happy with yourself.
What about being grateful for all the things that you've got, even if, in fact, part of you thinks, I'm not that keen on them anyway?
Well, yeah, we're very keen on gratitude. Gratitude is a superb tool and truth for a happy life. Absolutely. If you don't enjoy the things you've got, then that's a clear sign that you're not really in a happy state. If you're craving the next phone, the updated car, the version, you've only just got the new car and now you want Mark IV, then you're just not in that place of gratefulness. So very much a good starting point is to literally get a piece of paper and write a list of things you're grateful for and just keep adding it from your eyesight, your hearing, basics, because without those kind of things, you then really are not honouring even yourself.
And are these generally the types of things that are stopping us being happy as well, or is that a whole different area?
A lack of gratitude will definitely stop you from being happy. The other thing that mostly would stop anyone from being happy is, again, a lower self-esteem effective of themselves. And that can be masked. You can still have an outgoing person who seems to be very confident, lots of nice trappings and trimmings. And yet internally, there is a feeling of perhaps not being good enough, that they're very judgmental on themselves, very hard on themselves. And so it really does start, as I say, with being at peace with yourself.
Now, how important is just having a good old laugh as well?
Having a good old laugh is often a good sign of how happy somebody is. One can feed the other, very much so. The more you laugh, the more you're likely to be happy. In a real good belly laugh, when you want to curl up and die almost type laugh, then the blood courses through the body and then everything just slows down and you go, it's wonderful feelings. You wipe the tears away. In sharing laughter, it is contagious. So we get our greatest laughs out of our friends. And again, of course, then one of the things about a happy life is, to be outgoing effectively. And that doesn't mean to say you have to be showy. It just means that, you're enjoying other humans.
Do you think it matters what you're laughing at?
Yes and no. I mean, laughter is different to humour, effectively. Humour can be quite dark. Well, vicious is what I mean by that, and cruel. People can laugh at things like that in humour, but laughter is normally spontaneous. It's an expression. Kids do it. We almost forget to do it sometimes when we get busy and our lives we feel perhaps aren't achieving what we should. But now really good laughter, fantastic.
That's Ian Lynch from the Happiness Project.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.